In the 1980s, students or faculty members would occasionally speak out against Chief Illiniwek, but the first organized movement to abolish the chief came in 1989 with the formation of Native Americans for Progress and leader Charlene Teeters. In October, she took on that year's chief, Tom Livingston.
There's no one more concerned with keeping the tradition of chief authentic, inspirational, reverent, than the chiefs, than we ourselves.
But Charlene Teeters, a member of the Spokane tribe and a traditional dancer, took exception with that statement.
What you do has nothing to do with authentic. It has nothing to do with traditional dance. The only thing traditional about your or authentic about your dance is your costume.
Teeters and others are asking the university to abolish the character of Chief Illiniwek. University officials have...
Native Americans for Progress held numerous debates and rallies throughout 1989, continuing to pressure U of I administrators to take a stand. And in November, former Chancellor Morton Weir had an answer.
Chancellor Morton Weir, in a statement released today, says, quote, "I have listened to the debate and have heard no compelling argument that this highly regarded symbol is disrespectful or demeaning. We have no intention of ending this 63-year tradition." Students in favor of retiring the chief say the school has effectively ended the dialogue. A student group calling itself Native Americans for Progress says Weir should resign. Spokeswoman Charlene Teeters.
"This is the worst possible response from the chancellor's office. In effect, after only a month, Chancellor Weir has officially closed the only meaningful avenue of dialogue, an avenue which has remained unofficially closed all along. Chancellor Weir, in refusing to meet with campus representatives of the Native American population, has wholly and inappropriately succumbed to alumni pressure."
Charlene Teeters of...
In announcing the chief would stay, Weir said the university would try to put an end to what he called inappropriate derivatives of the chief. It was common for the chief to be merchandised on products ranging from toilet paper to underwear to doormats. Heartened by the decision, Native Americans for Progress and a new group, Coalition for a New Tradition, turned up the heat. And about a year later, U of I trustees tried to put an end to the debate. On October 10th of 1990, the U of I Board of Trustees voted 7-1 with one abstention to retain the chief.
Trustee Ralph Hahn of Springfield said the tradition of the chief is positive and proposed the school retain him as its symbol.
"I failed to see how they could see that this was anything but a symbol of respect and a very positive thing. It's hard for me to believe that this is some kind of a degradation when people are standing and cheering."
However, Chicago trustee Gloria Jackson Bacon called the chief an excuse for racism. Bacon cast the only dissenting vote yesterday. Trustee Judith Calder of Glencoe abstained from voting on...
But rather than end the controversy, the trustees' decision polarized the university. The following day, hundreds of protesters rallied on the U of I quad to voice their displeasure with the trustees' vote.
"Down with the chief! Down with the chief! Down with the chief!
It was just the beginning. Rarely a month went by through much of the 1990s without some reminder of the chief controversy. In March of 1991, the U of I Student Government Association weighed in.
SGA members voted 34-2 in support of a resolution that also calls for the association to educate the campus community about institutionalized racism until the chief is eliminated. Graduate student Olin Perkins, who is a member of the Pima tribe, says he's elated with the vote, which represents to him a growing sensitivity to Native American issues.
"I feel good about my children because they have to, you know, confront this almost daily. And my wife has had to confront this. People have come up to her where she works. And, I think just for me, it's just a real positive thing. I hope something good comes out of this, and I hope the administration listens to the student body."
Perkins says action on the chief is long overdue, but SGA active member Todd Smith, who cast one of the dissenting votes on the resolution, says the vote doesn't represent the student body as a whole.
"Our Viking ancestry could complain about the Minnesota Vikings or Quebec Nordiques, or Irish people could complain about the Notre Dame Fighting Irish, and the list goes on and on. And I think a lot of the things that happened in the past were wrong, and this shouldn't happen, but I think it's ridiculous just to change everything today.
The other dissenting vote was cast by elected SGA member Kurt Grubin, the current chief of Illiniwek. Grubin says the chief is a respectful symbol and he doesn't see why it should be eliminated.
The U of I SGA wasn't the only political organization to take a stand on the chief in the 90s. In November of 91, former State Representative Tim Johnson and State Senator Stanley Weaver drafted a bill to make Chief Illiniwek the symbol for U of I athletic teams.
I get a lot of comment about it in Springfield from all over the state, and I think the alumni who are living all over the state are concerned with it, and this is just an expression from the General Assembly that we agree with the administration and the Board of Trustees.
Weaver and Johnson's bill moved the debate to the state capitol in Springfield. At times, the lobbying was fierce, both for and against the chief. It took 4 years for the bill to pass, with Representative Rick Winkle as the sponsor. But former Governor Jim Edgar used his amendatory veto powers to take the teeth out of the measure, declaring the legislature may, rather than shall, recognize the chief as the honored symbol at the U of I. In October of 94, a U of I faculty committee called for an end to the chief. The Board of Trustees were mostly unimpressed.
Chief Illiniwek has been a thorny issue for the school for years, with proponents seeing him as a revered symbol of the university and Native Americans, and opponents saying he's a racist mascot who does a silly dance at halftime of football and basketball games. Trustee Judith Reese says the members of the faculty committee are entitled to their opinion.
Do I think it will change the board vote? Absolutely not. I don't think it'll change it a bit.
It would be more than 5 years before the trustees had anything else to say about the chief, and it was outside forces that moved the board to action. The North Central Association of Colleges and Schools, the agency that accredits universities, demanded that the U of I trustees create appropriate strategies to ensure the chief would be discussed in an open and respectful manner.
Board Chairman Bill Engelbrecht says the university will take written comments from students, faculty, alumni, and the general public through the end of May and hold a public comment session in Urbana in April.
I think there's been a lot of care given to it. I hope it's thorough, and I also trust that it is inclusive of everybody who has a point of view on this.
Chief Illiniwek is a student dressed...
And that brings us to today. Trustees received more than 17,000 responses to the chief. The board hired former Judge Louis Garippo to consolidate the debate into a report that has since drawn the ire of anti-chief forces as one-sided, disjointed, misleading, and not including enough Native American voices. Just one U of I trustee who voted in 1990 still serves on the board. Susan Gravenhorst supported the chief then and is likely to support the chief today. The question is whether the other trustees will see the issue differently. This is Dave Dickey, AM 580 News.